Welcome, everybody, to episode 684 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Eric, how are you?
I'm okay.
I have to address the elephant in the room before we continue on here, Eric. And I think this is even news to you, Eric, but Breakman has decided to leave the show. He's
going to become a ballerina.
No, he's moving on to do like stage productions and plays and stuff like that in New York, and he had to suddenly, you know, just leave. That's why he wasn't here last week. He gave me more details this week, but you know, just a really shocking turn of events for RP Grinders. Good friend, Breakman, is going to be going on to bigger and brighter things, and hopefully making a lot more money.
I see. He wants to see all the ballerinas.
Right. Well, that's the thing, man. He wants to see the action. He doesn't, you know. But if you believe that, you believe that it's April Fool's today, and it is April Fool's. Breakman will be back next week. The truth is he actually got really sick. I don't know the full details, but I'm sure we'll talk with Breakman next week. Yeah, it's April Fool's Day today, guys. No, he's still with the show. He'll be back next week, hopefully in full health. You know, details are still coming in, but if people are wondering about Breakman, he's you know, send him your best wishes at RP Grinders on the old Twitter. You know, let him know that we love him, and hopefully he's back to full strength by next week. So I just got a text from him earlier saying that, you know, I don't know if he's out of the woods, but he's out of the hospital. I don't know what a major thing happened to him, but, you know, it's obviously got to be major to be in a hospital for, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks. Maybe it was like appendicitis or something. You know, I don't know. I'm just glad that he texted me today. This is Breakman for you guys, and I want to tell you, Breakman's a good dude. Like,
maybe he really did like the pointy thing too much.
That's true, maybe, Eric. Let me just say a word about Breakman. This is the kind of guy that he is. He texted me and said that, you know, he knew that it was his turn to do the show notes tonight, but when he got back that he would, do 2 weeks of show notes, for the show. So, that tells you what kind of guy that Breakman is. We wish him the best. We know he'll be back next week, hopefully. And, you know, that's the type of dude that he is. And, I told him that
he's clearly sick enough not to tweet all week.
So. Right, he was really sick, y'all. I really don't know, and maybe he wants to keep that private. But we have to be honest with the audience. You know, I'm not gonna say that, you know, things were rosy. I mean, it. You know, maybe he wants to share with you. Maybe he doesn't. But I'm here to say that he's a solid dude, and. He was really worried about the show notes tonight, and I told him that's the least of his worries and not to worry about it at all. So best wishes to Breakman, and hopefully he'll be back next week better, bigger, better than ever, and more boisterous. So we're looking forward to having Breakman back next week. Is this the last March show? Oh, shit, it's April.
No, it's already April.
Yeah, it's April 1st today, duh. No tournament this month either. We'll resume tournaments next month. Unless I can think of a tournament between now and next week. But I think we'll do another month of just topics for free-for-all, and then we'll resume tournaments next month. So let's get on to the news, y'all.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, we've got from RPG site, Ni No Kuni Cross Worlds has a release window. sometime in the summer 2022. That's really it.
What kind of game is this? Just a mobile game, or?
I mean, it says it's a MMO or RPG.
Oh boy. Okay, so it's a.
So it's kind of like Fantasy Life.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, so it's something that I won't be playing, is what you're saying. All right.
And since it's a mobile game, I'm sure there's gacha involved somehow. Oh,
of course. They got actual footage that I'm watching.
Discount Genshin Impact, I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but if you want Genshin Impact, I mean, play Genshin Impact. I heard Genshin Impact's actually really good. So, I don't know. This is probably something I'm not going to be playing, to be honest with you, Al. Are you interested in this, Eric, at all?
No.
Yeah, neither am I, man. I have zero interest in it. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
Mm-mm.
All right, let's go on to the next story from RPGsite.net. And it's Hero School Story 2. Valtherian Arc Heroes. The full name is Valtherian Arc Hero School Story 2, released for Steam Early Access. Set to release for PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch in 2022. And there's a little trailer there. There's a little thing on it. It's a fantasy RPG school building simulator, which places you in... Oh, God. Does anybody... Do any of us want to relive school? I mean, that's the question. I don't think anybody's interested in this.
Unless I'm actually going to learn something.
Well, it says... places you in charge of an academy tasked with creating the next generation of heroes who will protect Valtheria from the dark forces that threaten it. Construct the school your way with specialist buildings and courses as you nurture a unique and ever-changing roster of students, forge alliance with kingdoms, and fight the harrowing monsters that plague Valtheria's open areas. I do like the aspect of forming alliances with other kingdoms. That sounds kind of intriguing, actually.
Why not just play Fire Emblem, though? I don't care for the simulation aspect.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. Become the principal of a brand new hero academy, make tough narrative-based decisions, and run it your way. Nurture brave young students with RPG-like elements to reach their heroic potential. Challenging turn-based combat with unique tactical puzzle mechanics make fighting Valtheria's monsters even more thrilling. Design your school from choosing and upgrading buildings to curating students' course of study. Improve your reputation and become a top-grade academy. And finally, explore a vibrant and dynamic world with many regions and factions to be wary of the monsters and creatures who roam the world. You know, this... Here's the thing about this game, Eric, and tell me if I'm wrong.
I didn't play the first one.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Does it sound too complicated of a concept? Like, conceptually, doesn't it sound kind of complicated, Eric? Like, not only do you have to develop a school, but you have to... it just seems like there's too many moving parts. Maybe a little too ambitious for my liking. I don't know. Does that make sense, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit. But I do like the price. It's priced at $11.99, which is not too bad. So, I mean, maybe this is really good. I definitely didn't play the first one, but whatever. I think this is going to be a pass for me unless I hear really, really good things. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
You've got... hold on, let me fix the title. I screwed it up. Prinny Presents NIS Classics Volume 3 has been announced during the New Game Plus Expo. NISA's panel showed off a bunch of their upcoming stuff. And this is one of them. And this volume includes Rhapsody and La Pucelle of Ragnarok.
I mean,
I'm hoping the other two Rhapsody games get localized.
I kind of like the art style of this one, Eric. I mean, it's a tactical game, right?
The La Pucelle Tactics has a lot of moving parts and elements that made its way into Disgaea.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember playing this. Wasn't this a DS game at one point? La Pucelle? It sounds like...
No, La Pucelle was a PS2 game.
A PS2, that's right. That's where I had it. I had this game.
And Rhapsody was a PS1 game, and then they ported that to the DS.
Yeah, yeah. I remember playing
but for whatever reason, the DS version, probably could do the space constraints. The DS version only has the Japanese audio track.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, makes sense. All right, anything else on this, Eric?
The DS version also has slight gameplay elements that have been changed.
Yeah.
But a slightly better localization as a result, because NIS did it instead of Atlas.
Yeah, I know. Atlas, man, that's one thing about Atlas that they definitely need to improve. All right.
Atlas back then was not like they were now.
Yeah. All right, anything else on this?
Not really.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Fallen Legion, Rise to Glory, and Fallen Legion Revenants march onto PS5, Xbox Series X, and Xbox One this summer. So it's like a definitive Fallen Legion. Fallen Legion games.
Not really. This is just ports, really.
Yeah, I mean, they make it sound like they did all kinds of extra shit, but yeah, it's just ports. But it's nice to have a collection like this. I think I remember playing these games too, and they weren't too bad. Eric, did you play these games?
Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
I didn't think they were too bad. I mean, I
still need to review a second game, but I think the first game might have been too difficult and had a couple issues that kept me from finishing it.
Gotcha.
And I think the second game's not much better from what I've heard other people say.
Yeah. All right. Okay, let's move on to the next story, Eric.
Next story is East 8's getting a PS5 port. It's coming in the fall.
This was a PSP Vita game, wasn't it?
No, it's a PS Vita. It was PSP and PS4.
That's what I said.
Then they ported that to the PC, and then they ported that to the Switch afterwards.
Yeah, that's why I said Vita. I meant Vita, but yeah, that's yeah. It's not the most visually attractive game, but you know, I heard it's pretty good. So
it doesn't look like there'll be a free upgrade path because apparently it's including all the DLC.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, but
you know. I haven't bought a physical copy of this game though, so I'd pick it up on the PS5. Fine.
Yeah, you played it though, right, Eric?
Yeah.
Did you like it? What you played?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of these games are good. What's up, Freak 5? I don't know if you heard Freak 5, but Breakman left the show. So it's just us from here on out. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Not really. That's all pretty right. Much it.
Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Idea Factory announces Dust Diver 2 to release for PS5. PS4 and Nintendo Switch this summer. So it's a hack and slash action RPG developed by Taiwanese studio Wanin International, which recently released for PC last month. Follow up to the original Dusk Diver, which released for PS4, Nintendo Switch, and PC in 2019. And there's a little trailer. Yes, it's an April Fool's joke, Freak 5, but. Break will be back next week. He actually was in the hospital, but he's out now and hopefully doing a lot better. I don't know details, and I don't know if he wants anybody to know the details, but he's out, and he should be back better than ever next week. So, did you ever play the first game in this series, Dust Diver? Eric, I know we've talked about it. I know we talked about it before. But I don't remember playing this
game. I've always been waiting for like a good sale on it. I just haven't seen one yet.
Yeah, Dust Diver. Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. Next story, Eric.
Next story is Superfuse, isometric cooperative action RPG. Superfuse has been announced, set to release for Steam Early Access in 2022. Publisher Raw Fury and developer Stitch Heads. That's a funny name. Anyways, It's a superhero-themed action RPG with the pairing the most ambitious, and the pairing's most ambitious title yet. This comic book-inspired action RPG will have players hack and slash their way through hordes of enemies with an extremely robust skill tree system, which allows players to tailor powers to fit their playstyle.
It looks like from the
Diablo.
Yeah, it looks like from the trailer a mix between Diablo, something like Invincible or The Boys TV show, and like what's that old school like Robotron game? Like Smash TV, something like
it
that.
It also kind of reminds me of Borderlands with its cell shading.
Yeah,
just the overall tone of it.
Yeah. I mean, it looks kind of exciting. I might play this when they port it, if they ever port it, but. If it does well, maybe we'll get it. But all right, did you do that story or did I? I think you did. I think you did this. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, and something that I don't think is super surprising: sequel to Zelda Breath of the Wild delayed to spring 2023. And we talked about this a couple months back about a bunch of delays. And this is one of the games that's being delayed, which I think is okay. I mean, it's, there's a lot coming out with Nintendo this year anyway, so it's not a huge loss. Plus, I still need to beat the first one. And, it'll give me time to play Zelda.
You still have Xenoblade 3 and Pokemon to play this year.
Yep, Pokemon, Xenoblade 3.
Tragedy came out not too long ago.
Well, and then Emblem Warriors. Three Hopes is coming out too, so
So
there's stuff coming out.
Else Nintendo puts out this year.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a couple of surprises by the end of the year for sure.
Oh yeah, Live Alive is another one of those games.
Yeah,
because they're publishing it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got One Piece Odyssey launching for PS4, PS5, Xbox Series S and X, and Xbox One, PC, Steam specifically, in 2022. Doesn't say when, so it's probably in the fall.
Yeah. It looks pretty.
This game has been developed by ILCA. Which is the company that recently worked on Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Apparently, they also did Code Vein, Dragon Quest XI.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that.
But, like the very first thing that they've ever did was Pokemon Home.
Huh.
Which, I guess that opened up doors. But, even though I consider Dragon Quest a large project, I don't think many people knew that they were the developer. They're being advertised as a developer.
Yeah, I never knew they were the developer of... I thought it was... what's that longtime developer of Dragon Quest games? The one that did 8 and 10 and...
Level 5 did 8 and 9.
Level 5, yeah. Yeah, no.
But, then they had some weird Eternal team do 10. And then they had this company apparently do 11 and probably 12 as well.
Yeah.
I think 12 might have a completely different development team.
Yeah. I mean,
but I wouldn't be surprised if they hire them back for it.
Yeah. All right, anything else on this, Eric? It does look pretty for a One Piece game. For you One Piece fans, this might be...
Well, they've actually been given a budget, I guess.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, it's not bad-looking game at all. Like, you take, the
and
stylistic...
it's turn-based, too, so you don't have to worry about action RPG nonsense.
Yeah, it's, if you're a One Piece fan, this is going to be the game.
The game feels like they made a Tales game, though, because... like, Motoi Sakuraba was doing the soundtrack.
Yeah. Well, maybe they took inspiration from that, Eric, for sure. So, I mean, it does look good, man. I mean, what can I say? It looks like a anime, I mean, just looks almost exactly like the anime.
It's got an original story created by the series creator.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So, by the end of the year, you're probably right. Like, fall, winter type game, probably towards the end of the year, All right, last story of the day comes to us from Gamatsu. Kamiwaza, Way of the Thief, coming west this fall for PS4, Switch, and PC. Remastered version of the acquired developed stealth action game for the PS2. I vaguely remember this area.
Yeah, this never got localized because we got Way of the Samurai 3 and Way of the Samurai is 1 through 3, and then 4 never came out for some reason, and then I got eventually ported over at some point, and then we got that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we never got this one.
Well, it's coming via Steam. Launch both physically and digitally for $39.99. I wish they would charge less for a digital version. You know, to try to get more people to start buying stuff.
Or you could get the limited edition for $80.
Ooh, yeah. No thanks. For a remastered? No, 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 thank you. I mean, unless that one company, Bluepoint, is doing it, I'm not interested. You know,
It comes with the game, a soundtrack CD, which may or may not contain all the game soundtrack, a set of 5 concept art cards, traditional Fruge Siki cloth.
What is that?
A crow Tengu mask. An animal pin. Of course with the pins.
I know.
At least pins, it's not a sticker.
The pins are a meme at this point, man.
A collector's box to put it all in.
You know what? I hate when they say collector's box because all it means is like the box it should have been in to begin with. That's nothing extra. I hate when they do that. But what's a Furoshiki cloth? They don't even have any.
I need to look into that.
They don't have any pictures of it or anything. There's some key features. I mean, it looks good from the, I mean, remastered, but if you like stealthy games, this is going to be it for you. There's a little trailer here. Let me go ahead and play this little trailer.
Apparently this story is you're stealing a bunch of shit so you can get money to help your little sister, I think. That's the story.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, cool.
You live in the feudal era, like money's harder to get by.
Why is it hard for me to do stealth? You know, the only game that I ever was any halfway successful in stealth was
This game, it doesn't feel like stealth so much as you're pickpocketing without getting seen.
Well, that's so you gotta stealth. Do it quickly. That's stealth, man. I mean, that's pure stealth. I mean, like, the only game that I've been able, and it's really weird that I played it this way, but the game that I did the most stealth, there was two, but one in particular was really weird that I played it that way, was Wolfenstein. Like, I don't know what it was about that game, man, but I stealthed the fuck out of that game. Like, 3/4 of that game was me being stealthy and you know, coming up on people and, like, stabbing them. Like, that was it. And the other one was Uncharted, man. I was pretty good stealth in that game, too. But, yeah. So, there you go. The trailer was nothing special. They didn't do a lot of gameplay. So, but there you go. That is the news for this week.
That's an example of what Furoshiki looks like.
Right on. How dare you? Wyland's in chat. He says Wolfenstein. Hey, thanks for spelling it the correct way, Wyland. I appreciate it.
Actually, in Kirby, there are the enemies called Awoofs.
See, so maybe I wasn't so wrong to begin with. There are a shit ton. There's a new PlayStation sale. It's like the spring sale. And it's huge. And I mean huge. Why don't you do the Xbox ones, Eric?
All right. Let's see. There's an action adventure sale, a best hit rated hit sale, an RPG sale. I'm going to pull up some examples. I don't know why it went backwards. Oh, why are you screwing up on me, stupid browser?
Of course, we would have problems today.
I was trying to open a new window, and I clicked the back button.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm pulling up my PlayStation sales here. Dying Light, the Enhanced Edition on PlayStation 4 for $11.99. That's a great deal. Let's see. Mafia Definitive Edition for $20. That's half off. That might still be a little too... too much. Let me see. Ghost of Tsushima Tsushima Director's Edition is like $40. I was trying to do the under 20 sale because those are the games that I like going after. Here's a good one. Batman Arkham Collection for $8.99. That's a great deal. Resident Evil 3 for $16. That's not bad. Horizon Zero Dawn, the first one's like $10, I think. Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut add-on for $15. That's not, you know. Let's see, A Way Out for $7.49. I heard that's a great game. That's a good price. Last of Us Remastered is unavailable for some reason. I wonder what's going on there. Injustice,
probably, yeah, because they're gearing up for the remake. They don't want people buying it,
right? Injustice 2 for $2.99. That's not the Ultimate Edition though. I'd probably spend a few more bucks for the Ultimate. Gosh, there's all kinds of sales here, guys. Ace Combat 7 for $9. I think that's a good deal. Let's see. Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath. Oh, that's the add-on pack. That's not a good deal. But there's all kinds of sales. Just feel free to look through.
I don't know if they ramped it up, but there's definitely a surge. And GameStop's going to be selling bundles, at least, tomorrow, along with the PS5.
Yeah. So did they ramp up the Xbox Series X production because it's been in stock on Amazon for days now? That's good, Wyland, because I've been thinking about getting an Xbox X for sure, because that's the one system I don't have that I kind of want, but, you know, whatever.
Anyways, I got an example of a couple of things on sale on the Xbox.
Okay, go for it.
You can get Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order Deluxe Edition for $14.99. I think that's the normal standard version is $10, because it's also $10 on PSN. Yeah. Far Cry 6 Deluxe Edition, $39.99. Yeah, the Yakuza Master Collection for $24. And Arkham Knight is $4. Darksiders Genesis for $12. Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered for $16. And you can get a dual pack of Assassin's Creed Valhalla and Immortals Fenyx Rising for $36.29.
All right. Anything else?
The season pass for Arkham Knight, if you're interested in that, is $4. And on the other sale, there's not a whole lot here, but you can get Psychonaut 2 for $36, and a bundle of the Stick of Truth and Fractured Butthole for $34, basically. Yeah, $23.09, sorry. Bioshock 2 Remastered for $10. Bioshock Infinite for also $10, and Bioshock Remastered for also $10. Child of Light for $5. There's more there, but those are the only things that really stood out to me when I was browsing the shop. But the RPG sale has stuff like Dragon Age Inquisition for $6, Mass Effect the Legendary Edition for $24, Eternal Blade and Eternal Blade 2 are 3 and 5 each, respectively. Assassin's Creed Odyssey Deluxe Edition is $20.
I clicked on Weiland's link to Scream, the Scream movie, the new one with the steel box with the, you know, all the new stuff, because he's a big steel box guy. I like steel boxes a lot, but I'm trying to get away from physical copies.
The only other thing I could look at that I thought was interesting was you can get Mass Effect Andromeda for $10.50. I don't know if that's worth it, though. Mm. Although you can apparently get the digital version for, like, just $10. So I don't know why there's a 10-cent difference with an inferior version.
Yeah. But there's all kinds of, like, I'm looking at, like, the peripheries of the, I mean, it's nothing, it's very suggestive. There's, like, what do you call it? Advertisements for, like, here's an example. It's anime, right? It looks like it could be hentai-ish, but it's got one, like, with this chick with this, her hand on another chick's head, and it says, her pet, 7 episodes for free, and, like, other shit like that. I'm like, wow, Wyland, this website here. Freak5 says, I've been playing more Elden Ring. I killed 2 more bosses. One of them, oh, man. One of them I killed on my first try. Wow, that's actually, you should get a trophy for that, man. I've been thinking about it, and Dragon Quest VIII is greater than Elden Ring, he says. What? Don't, you better not do the April Fool's shit, Freak 5. I don't want to hear that. Let's see, none of that shipping garbage from Best Buy. I don't have that, Wyland. Here, I'll show it because I can show it, but let me show you what I got, Wyland. What? I'm like, wow. What's going on here? Adblock works wonders. How dare you? You have Adblock. Yeah, I know. I have a Mac, so, like, I mean, you know, it's like, eh. But yeah, I'm getting all that, man. Like, Redemption Camp, ROM Comics. What else is on here? Sora and Henna. And it's like two chicks in a bed. I mean, it's kind of cool, actually. I kind of wish Breakman was here. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. Okay, all right, so that's the homie discounts. Anything else, Eric, of note?
No.
There's lots of stuff on PlayStation. I mean, there's literally 1,000 things on PlayStation. I have a lot of them. Like, I was going through my list on my phone, Eric, and a lot of them say purchase, so I can't give you guys the price of them. I've already bought them. How dare you, Freak 5? Nothing is greater than DQ8. Nothing. All right. So let's move on to
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds want to know what you've been playing, Eric.
Just more Elden Ring. I got the platinum for my PS4 version, so double platinum that game.
Double platinumed Elden Ring. Wow.
And then I got my way through Kirby. So
wait a minute. Done. Did you say you platinumed the PS4 version?
Yeah. I bought the digital version, so I just went back and played the PS4 version because it was a good excuse to get those trophies because I wanted to do a faith run anyway.
Freak 5 says sex is greater than DQ8. Very slightly.
They have two different trophy lists, that's why.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
Alright, what else? A few games that share a trophy list. I think most PS5 and PS4 games have separate trophy lists.
Alright, what else you got, Eric?
Although, like, in, like, the case of Neo, if I had played the PS4 version first and then imported my save, it would have auto-popped most of those achievements and I wouldn't have had to get them all, except for a few. Which, yeah. I did do, but, like, I played the PS5 version first, so I had to go back and play the PS4
Freak
version.
5, you haven't gotten a single trophy yet in Elden Rings? How is that possible?
He hasn't defeated any bosses, that's why.
No, he said he defeated multiple bosses. Oh, he's
yeah,
doing
but they're probably not major bosses.
Oh,
they're
gotcha.
Probably, like, end of a mini dungeon boss.
Got you. Like the minor bosses, yeah. All right, what else? Probably another April Fool's joke from Freak 5.
I finished Kirby in the Forgotten Land, and I got reviews of both of those on the feed right now.
Oh, yeah, I did notice that. You guys check it out. Eric does good audio reviews on the feed.
And I played a little bit of Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, because I bought it for the PS5, because it was on sale for $10. It's still on sale, I think.
Yeah, that's my, I think that's what I'm going to play after I play Shibuya.
So I'll double platinum that game.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Then I'm gonna do Star Wars, and then I'm gonna go into Guardians, and then maybe 13 Sentinels, and then maybe Cyberpunk after that. Because I heard Cyberpunk has gotten a lot better. All right, what else you been playing, Eric? That's about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Do you have a review this week, Eric?
No, I didn't see anything. I wanted to see Everywhere, Everything, All at Once, but it's not playing anywhere near me, so that's kind of funny.
Mm. Yeah, I don't have any reviews this week either, man. This might be a short show. let's move on to everybody's fave.
I don't want to see Morbius in the theaters. I'll rent that.
Yeah, I'm not touching that one, man. I was thinking about going to see it, and then I saw like the reviews, and like it's getting like 18% on Rotten Tomatoes, plus the audience score wasn't great. I'm like, oof. I don't know if I want to touch that one. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Eric, what is your... Do you have a Stinko of the Week?
Break being sick, I guess.
Yeah, that's definitely a... I mean, it was shocking last week. I didn't get anything, and I was like, man, I hope Break was okay. And but yeah, apparently he got really sick, so he's been in the hospital till today. But he said he should be back by next week. He was actually, this shows you, I said it before we started, the show, actually at the start of the show, but what a good guy, Breakman is. He's like, you know, I know it was my turn to do the show notes tonight. I'll do 2 weeks in a row. So that tells you the type of guy that Breakman is. It's definitely a stinko not to have him here this week. We love Breakman, and hopefully he'll be at or near 100% by next week. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to hearing his voice again. 2 weeks in a row without Breakman, man. It sucks, man. It throws off the beat of the show, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, we just have a really good rapport, all of us, and I wish him the best. Hopefully he'll be back next week. My stinko of the week is Bernie having to work too much. I mean, she's had for like 2-3 weeks in a row, like only one day off, and like working extra hours, so it's been pretty taxing on her mentally and physically, and it just really sucks. Weiland says his stinko bought 2 copies of Nightmare Alley Steelbook, and Best Buy sent them in a flimsy bubble mailer bag.
Well, that reminds me, that's on HBO Max. I need to watch that.
Let's see. Freak says, my stinko, some nasty-ass bird shit on my car. That's my sweeto for the week, Freak 5. Jen Wow, right on. Welcome. PETA sent you. Why didn't Tuck sent you? Tuck should have sent you, Jen. welcome to the show, Jen. Let's see. Freak 5 says, my stinko. So, yeah, I already read that. Frank also misses Harmy. You know what? To be honest with you, I mean, 2 weeks in a row without Harmy, you'd think that I'd be, like, overjoyed. But I kind of do.
He misses being angry at Harmy being there.
I kind of do, man. It's kind of weird. But, yeah. Welcome, Jen. Thanks for coming on in. Really, really appreciate that. She was in the YouTube chat, and I didn't even see anybody chatting in there. Matter of fact, I got the chat up, and I don't even see anything in there. Wow. Somehow they made it intact from NY. I hate when they do that, Wyland. I wish they would put it in boxes, you know, because the steelbooks are, you know, they're kind of flimsy. So I don't know how they made it, you know, there from New York either without getting some kind of damage. You know, it's just really weird. But all right. Let's move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, my Sweeto, I'm going to go ahead and go first, Eric, because I didn't see anything that you had there. But it goes along with Bernie working too much. She's finally going to get 2 days off coming this week. And then also, I did hear, and we can talk about this a little bit, Eric, the Amazon, for the first time ever, there's going to be a union for Amazon here in the United States. And I thought that was pretty amazing. Did you have any thoughts on that, Eric, at all?
Fuck Bezos. That's all I can say.
Yeah. How could you like a guy that buys a $750 million or $650 million yacht, man? I mean, It's craziness. And then to boot, like, the city, like, he went to battle with the city because there had to be a bridge that was, you know, that had to be redone and all this shit. It's like, you got so much money that you have to redo a bridge based on your boat? I mean, I can't tell you how audacious that is, Eric. It's ridiculous. So I'm glad that they're starting to. Hopefully, this is a trend that everybody can do nationwide. Not only with Amazon, but Walmart and Comcast and all these other huge ass companies, so that people could get more money. Because look, it's not going to be Congress that gets you guys more money. It's going to be unionizing. That's the only way. And then you have to hope that you don't get greedy union leaders. You know, so. Big victory, I think, and I'm hoping for good things to come as far as that goes. So, you know. All right, let's do the newest segment on the show, Eric.
It's time to die.
Okay, it's time to die, Eric. Which franchise, movie or game or singular title that should never be seen again, or vice versa, one that's hasn't gotten enough love that you'd like to see again?
I'm gonna go the opposite direction. I have to go with let's see. I'd like to see more Bionic Commando.
Ooh,
like, let's do it right this time.
Yeah,
I mean, Rearmed was fun and all, but, like, I'd like to see a remaster of Rearmed 2 and Rearmed on modern platforms, because, like, it's kind of stuck in 360 and PS3 land.
Yeah.
As far as the first game's concerned.
Yeah.
And I don't think Rearmed 2 was ported on other platforms either.
Yeah. I'm with you with, Bionic Commando, Eric. I think that should be a game that we see more of, for sure. Especially if they do it right. You know, that could be pretty badass. Anything else that you think should either get the axe or come back?
As much as this might piss people off, I want to see Contra die.
Yeah.
Because Konami keeps trying to resurrect it, and they keep defiling its corpse every time they do.
I know. I agree, man. That's a good one. I didn't even think about that one, Eric. You know which one that might cause some controversy, too?
Sorry, either kill it or sell it to someone who will do it right.
Yeah. I think, Eric, and this might be a shocker, maybe Weiland might take exception to this in chat, I think they should get rid of Street Fighter. I think it's over, man. I mean, I don't think that.
Let's promote a character that's all MMA,
yeah,
and UFC.
Yeah,
and let's make them white too. While we're at it, because of course.
Yeah, Freak says his sweetos Alex Jones is in contempt of court and is getting going to get hit with some hefty fines. I did see that, Freak 5. I mean, what has he got to hide? Why doesn't he just do the deposition?
Freak Five says he wants to see a remake of Evo.
Yeah, Evo would be good. Yeah. What about Dino Crisis? Replace it with Darkstalkers? Yeah, I agree.
The weird thing is that weird cat game from Capcom probably was going to be a Dino Crisis game, but then they changed it to something else.
I agree, Wylan. Why don't they take the Street Fighter engine and then just put Darkstalkers characters in there? I'd be good with that. I like Darkstalkers, man.
That'd well, be... if this collection does well enough, maybe that'll be one of the IPs they resurrect.
I hope, man. Darkstalkers, if ever there was a franchise crying out for the Street Fighter engine, it's Darkstalkers. Darkstalkers would be amazing in that engine, man. Gives me chills. You know what movie I think they should bring back, Eric? And there's two. And neither one of them did really good commercially, but I think there's a lot of fertile ground. One is Ender's Game, which I liked a lot. I thought it had one of the coolest endings of any movie ever. And then the other one would be Valerian. Do you remember Valerian, Eric?
I never saw Valerian.
Oh, I did, and I thought it got a bum rap. It wasn't commercially or critically, like, the biggest, you know, thing out there. But I liked Valerian. I thought it had a lot of room to grow, you know. And I know they're doing a Dune series now, or a Dune, you know, series of movies. But I would really like to see Valerian. I thought the characters were pretty fun and, you know, stuff like that. I want to see a Darkstalker game that looks like Guilty Gear Strive. That would be cool, too. I'd take that, Wyland. Any Darkstalkers would be good Darkstalkers, you know? Let's see. There was one more that I thought of, but if I remember it, I'll tell you. If not, I'll keep it till next next week. But yeah, I really think that you know, bringing back those two movies or doing sequels to those movies would be really fun.
And while we're on that subject, what about Final Fight?
Ooh, Final Fight! That would be a cool franchise to resurrect. Man, that'd be really cool. I agree. Okay, let's move on to our free for all, and then we can end the show kind of early today. Eric, what do you say?
Yeah. It's a free for all.
All right, Eric, I know that, you know, a lot of our stinkos have centered around the war in the Ukraine, but I wanted to have a discussion about it, Eric. Before we get to that, though, I want to discuss what happened at the Oscars. Let's do that. For those who don't know, Will Smith, in Chris Rock's words, slapped the shit out of him. And it was a really shocking moment. I think it was 100% real. But there's a lot to talk about and a lot to unpack. And I wanted to talk about it on the show. So what did you think about it, Eric? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch the Oscars because fuck the Oscars.
I agree. I didn't watch the Oscars either.
They and the Academy are a fucking joke because if you have somebody there belittling the animation industry, saying it's for kids and for adults to endure, you don't understand animation. You don't appreciate animation. You're worthless to me.
Yeah, I agree. Let me get to chat and finish up these comments here. Freak 5 says, Child's Play game where you played as Chucky would be cool. No doubt, Freak 5. Like, wow, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, we're getting into that.
Wyland says, Sweeto found Sega Saturn versions of Vampire Hunter and Vampire Savior in town. Also, I'm done with car payments today. Congratulations, Wyland. That is... I mean, that's such a good feeling not to have a car payment, man. Congrats, dude. I mean, you'll have a lot more money to... And then, you know, I mean, you can drop your insurance to something like liability with uninsured motorist and save money that way, too, dude. I mean, not that you may want to do that. I don't know. Maybe you do. But congratulations, man. That's actually really cool. Freak 5 says, do you know why Will open hand slapped Chris? Well, let's get into it. What's the reason, Freak 5? Tell me the reason in chat, and I'll tell you my response to that. What do you think, Eric? What's your thoughts?
From what I gather, it's because Rock made a very terrible joke about Jada Pinkett's hair, or rather lack thereof, and made a reference to G.I. Jane, how he wanted to see her in a sequel to it.
Right.
It was... And apparently, Will initially laughed at it because I guess when you're at these things for so many years, you're just kind of automated response. And then, but then he realized that Jada was upset by that, so he got mad and then went up there and slapped him after he told him to shut up.
Okay, Freak 5 says
apparently Chris Rock has done this more than once.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, because paper beats rock. Okay. That's funny, Freak 5. Okay. Here's my take on the whole matter. It actually goes back to 2016, right? Chris Rock...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Chris Rock made some jokes about Jada Pinkett in the past, right? Jada Pinkett and Will Smith have had a tumultuous relationship, to say the least, right? But it has nothing to do with what happened here, right? When comedians get up there, I don't care if it's Chris Rock or if it's George Lopez. I mean, almost everybody is fair game, right? Kathy Griffith has made tasteless jokes. I mean, that's just it. They're just jokes. I mean, it's one thing to be super insensitive, which I don't know.
Well, here's the thing with me in comedy. I don't think you should be ever be in the business of punching down, because you never know when someone's going to get cut deep and it's going to profoundly affect them.
Yeah, but Eric, jokes are jokes, dude. They're just jokes, right? They're just words. Sometimes, unless you're being harassed by that person, like if
yeah, but I'm just saying, going by this mentality, people would excuse Dave Chappelle of his comedy, and they have.
Well,
they
hold on, I agree, Eric, but there's a difference, right? There's a long, and I mean a very, very long history of Chappelle with those jokes, right? It's like it's an obsession with him. With Chris Rock's, with Chris Rock, it was an offhanded joke, but he did joke about Jada Pinkett in the past, right? But it wasn't the same exact thing. It was different jokes, right? But with Chappelle, it's the constant barrage of jokes that... That's the problem, right?
Do you think Will came to a conclusion that, well, does he just have something against Jada or something?
Well, that's a possibility, but you don't go up and hit anybody, Eric. Like that's the thing, man. Like,
and then he later on said that he was compelled by God to do what he did. Like, why?
Freak 5 says the guy who keeps exiling me because of my jokes.
And then Chris Rock later says that he has autism, so maybe that played a role, and so he used it as a shield. So you're gross, Chris.
Okay, hold on, Eric.
Let me address both Will and Chris. In my opinion, are fuckers.
I like Chris Rock and I like his comedy, but I'm not defending anything in any scenario here. But I will say this, right? First of all, Freak says the guy who keeps exiling me because of my jokes. Those are jokes, Freak 5? All right.
The Frank's old jokes I also do.
How dare you, Eric? You're exiled too, you son of a bitch. All right. Look, I don't care if somebody's there berating you left and right with words, Eric, right? It's like if you see somebody on the streets and they're like, you're so fat and you're so ugly and blah, 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 and they keep saying it, right, over and over and over, and they're yelling at you, right? I mean, unless they're following you around, Frank being old isn't a joke. How dare you, Weiland? How dare you? You're exiled, Weiland. You son of a bitch. You're tied Frank with Freak Fest. 5. How does that make you feel?
Frank
how does that make you feel, Weiland? You're tied with Freak 5. Son of a bitch. Anyways, look, as long as that guy isn't following you from block to block, you know, harassing you, then in my opinion, in all actuality, there's no reason to hit somebody. I mean, he straight up went up there and bitch slapped him, Eric. I mean, I kind of felt bad for Chris because he's sitting there, he's making jokes, which is what he's paid to do, right? I didn't find the joke tasteless, right? Because first of all, how do you know that Chris?
I do, because like G.I. Jane's an old reference to pull out, so it's not even funny because it's not even relevant.
Okay, you can make that argument that it's not funny, but I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, you know, it was just...
The joke was as old as Chris Rock is.
Well, okay, the jokes aside, right? What I think is this. The fact that Will Smith got up out of his chair, slapped the guy in the mouth, regardless if he was telling old jokes, new jokes, you know, stupid jokes, bad jokes, tasteless jokes. The point is, it was just a joke. And you made reference to it too, Eric. Will Smith actually laughed. He actually laughed at the joke. Watch the replay of it, the unedited replay. You know what I mean? I've seen a lot of people who said it's okay to punch a Nazi got upset about Will using violence. I don't think violence is the answer anyway, Freak 5.
I thought it was also another thing that's unrelated to the actual event and more like the aftermath of the event was I saw Jimmy Dore trying to like slam Will Smith for apparently making fun of the disease that his wife is suffering from currently back in 1991. That was back in 1991. If you're going to slam for anything, do something current.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and Will Smith has dirty hands anyways. Have you seen clips of him making jokes of all kinds of shit, whether it be on screen or off screen? I mean, he's not clean, man. But nobody, you don't see anybody going up slapping him for his tasteless jokes. Weiland says, not relevant. Hollywood makes sequels 20 to 30-year old movies. That's true. Like Clockwork.
Oh, man. Yeah. I guess it is relevant then.
Yeah.
But it's only relevant in that sense, is what I meant.
Right. That's a good point, though, Weiland, for sure. But, yeah, Freak Five, I agree with you.
In other words, Chris Rock is Hollywood personified. He's just recycling the same shit that he's done over and over again.
You would have done the same thing, Freak Five. You would have got up there and you would have slapped him. I mean, a joke. You would have slapped somebody over a joke, Freak Five. I mean,
you got all these white people getting upset.
Look, here's my take on it. If you thought it was that egregious, why didn't he just? He would have made a big statement, a bigger statement, by getting up and leaving, because he was nominated for an Academy Award. If he would have got up and he would have left, then maybe the Academy would have went to him and say, "Why did you leave?" He could have explained everything. Say, "Look,
also
we were."
It's funny and gross that the Academy wants to take his award away and. It's like, you wouldn't take his word away for doing that, but you won't take the award from the pedophile or
Roman Polanski. Right, you won't take Roman Polanski's, but you'll take... That I disagree with, 100%.
Or, the wife abuser, which apparently Chris Rock is.
A bigger statement would have get up and leave, Freak Five. If you were nominated for Academy Award and you were sitting there, the bigger statement and the classier thing to do would be to get up and leave. Period. Get up and leave. And then you would have made a bigger impact on the Academy. You would have made a big impact on Chris Rock. Maybe he would have thought twice about making fun of somebody like that. And I agree, it was tasteless. I debate whether or not Chris Rock knew about her condition. I mean, that's something that, you know. So what, are we supposed to just censor all of our comics because somebody's feelings are hurt? I mean, that's what comics do all the time. Look at what Ronnie Dangerfield did for a living. You know, what if we did that with Big Mouth, Freak Five, bunch of jokes, sexualized jokes that some people would find offensive. I mean, I just don't think violence is the answer.
To be fair to Will Smith, he has resigned his whatever membership for the Academy.
Freak Five says, if Will had got up and left, the story would be that he's a snowflake who couldn't take a joke. From who? From the right. Right, Freak Five? I don't think anybody, any progressive-minded person...
Why would he care about
the right? I think no progressive person would have taken it that way. I wouldn't have. I mean, is this a testosterone thing? Like, who's got the bigger balls? That's what it's... Balls. Yeah, it's toxic masculinity, man. I mean, the only reason that he went up there is because Jada had a problem with it, and he was clapping and laughing, and he looked at Jada, and then all of a sudden he built up this you know, violent streak inside him, and he got up and slapped Chris Rock, and I don't think it was right. Now, was
the
joke...
It was like an immediate knee-jerk reaction to his wife. He'd be like, I shouldn't have done that. I need to fix this somehow.
He should have talked to Rock backstage afterwards, right? Or like I said, just left. That would have made a bigger statement. And then the Academy heads could have talked to him.
Therapy.
How big of a slap in the face would that have been to the Academy? You got an Academy Award nominated actor that's not there, that was there, that actually won the award, and there's nobody to accept his award. That would have made a bigger statement, in my opinion. That would have made the biggest statement, in my opinion. So let's move on to the next topic, Eric, and I want to talk about more senseless stuff, the war in Ukraine. We haven't had a real chance to really delve into it. I know Breakman has had a bunch of stinko segments on the war in Russia, and we're going on the fifth, sixth week now of it. The latest out of Russia, and I don't know what to believe anymore, Eric, because there's all kinds of conflicting reports, and I mean, how can you trust the news media in the United States with this stuff, right? But the latest report that I saw from independent sources and by mainstream media here in the United States was that the Ukraine attacked an oil field in Russia. So What are we making of all this, Eric? Mm-hmm. Supposedly, Russia's down on their luck. Their soldiers are. If you listen to their to the United States mainstream media, apparently the Russian soldiers are starving. Their morale is down. They're not making any headway. I mean, if you were to listen to United States media, all the casualties are on the Russian side and hardly any casualties on the Ukrainian side. And if you actually look at independent media, you'll find that it's no fun either side. There's lots of people being killed. And I don't know what to believe anymore, Eric. I really don't. I think it's becoming super muddled to the point where we're getting misinformation from almost every angle. What are your thoughts on it, Eric?
I think Russia is in a lot worse shape than Ukraine, but that's not to say Ukraine is spotless. I mean, I'm sure they've lost a lot of people too.
Right, right. What do you make of the allegations that a lot of people, because I heard this bullshit talking point from the right, that a lot of people in the Ukraine are Nazis or Nazi sympathizers?
I don't know much about that country, so I can't commentate.
This is how I feel about it. How would somebody in this country feel if, I don't know, let's say Canada tried to invade the United States? And they put out a bunch of propaganda saying that there's a bunch of racists living in the United States. Would it matter? I don't think it would matter, right? Does it matter that there are some people in that country that are racist? I mean, if you go to almost any country, they're a racist. So to make that argument that Russia...
Yeah, I'm sure there are Nazis in the Ukraine.
Right.
But you're basically implying that all of them are.
Right. To make the argument that Russia is justified in invading the Ukraine because there's some Nazis there is a stupid argument and very disingenuous. I think it's a very disingenuous argument.
Well, that's the propaganda they use to get people to fight for them.
Right. I think it is a bunch of propaganda, man. Like what? See, that's the bigger problem is misinformation. I think, according to the United States, I mean, not very many people have died on either side. But if you look at the real numbers...
In most cases, probably in every case, knowing the true state of the world and the true history of the world, all wars have been fought for resources.
Yes.
And it's usually to steal those resources under the pretense of securing national interest or bullshit reasons like defense.
Well,
like, we need to defend ourselves against these bad people because they're bad people because we say they're bad people. Right. So believe us.
Let's get into that. That's why this war started, right? Is because Russia wants more control over in that section of what used to be the USSR, right? So they started in with Crimea, and they came to an agreement, and they got a good chunk of Crimea. So now the big thing is they want to negotiate even more land. And Ukraine is like, I don't think so. We are independent for a reason, and we're going to defend our land. And I don't blame Ukraine for defending their borders. That's exactly what they should be doing. But what do you believe anymore, Eric? Because there's so much misinformation going around, and the big perpetrators of it are places like Facebook and Twitter and CNN and Fox and all these fucking places, man, are giving us information that they want us to hear. So where do we go to get information that is actually truthful? Do we go to RT, the Russian propaganda stuff that every once in a while puts out good articles or segments? Do we go to Al Jazeera, which is run by, you know, conflicting reports, the Saudis and other? Where do we go to get proper information?
Well, you can probably trust Al Jazeera with anything unrelated to the actual country Al Jazeera is located in.
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's the case, but maybe it isn't. Maybe they got special interests, right? I mean, I used to think Democracy Now! Was a good source of info because they had a lot of progressive type ideas on that channel, but they disappoint left and right with some of their segments. So what do we trust? What do we trust, man? Is there any independent journalism out there that we can actually trust? That's my question. That's the real question. And I think if we actually had the truth, like I mean, there was all kinds of bullshit, the United States was funding the helicopters that attacked the oil field in Russia, and that's coming from the Russian side. Also, that Ukraine attacked it, which, by the way, did the Ukraine have any type of air force whatsoever? I don't remember them having an air force. I mean, from what I gathered, the Russians attacked their air force, the little air force base that they had, and destroyed their fleet. So where did these helicopters come from? Right? Like, there's all kinds of little questions here and there that nobody's, really answering. And I know they have video, but the helicopters look like, I don't know what they look like. They don't look like Ukrainian helicopters to me, but what is it?
They just, like, find some helicopters and just use those.
See, that's what I'm saying. And then also I heard that the Ukraine was paying Russian soldiers to bring over equipment from Russia. Like, if you could bring over a fighter jet, they would pay you $1 million. If you brought over a tank, they'd pay you $100,000. Like, I mean, where is this coming from? Where is this information true? I mean, that's not a new tactic, by the way. I mean, there have been plenty of wars where they say, if you defect and come over here, we're going to pay you, X amount of dollars, and you'll be considered a hero and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, think of what they're asking for. They're asking for the poor Russian military, who are just, quote, taking orders, to basically become traitors, taking their lives into very great danger by defecting. I mean, it's like if the United States got in a war, let's say we got in a war with Mexico, right, which would be a total annihilation, but this is just a hypothetical, and the Mexicans said, any United States person that brought a jet would get $10 million, right? I mean, very tempting.
Which is more than enough to leave the country.
Right, which is more than enough to find a new life.
Territorial protection from whatever country you go to.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, I think that's a bullshit story. I mean, I'm skeptical of almost anything I hear anymore, Eric, is basically what I'm saying. And it's a shame that we can't get actual information coming out of both places, right? I know that Putin is not very reputable, but, I mean, they can't always be lying about every single thing. The Ukrainians can't be telling the truth about it. So maybe the truth lies somewhere in between, is what I'm saying. And there's always three sides to every story, and I wish I could make sense of the war. It's not as clear, cut, and dry as everybody wants to make it out to be, either way. And it's really sad. Like, it's sad that war could potentially lead to worse war, like World War III. And it's getting closer and closer. It boggles my mind. But, as far as anybody in the United States is concerned, Joe Biden is like the greatest thing since sliced bread. And, he's tough on Russia and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and then another thing, I can't believe that, like, a lot of left-leaning people are all for this Ukrainian war, and they're cheering it. And I'm like, why are we cheering this? Why aren't we pushing towards, peace negotiations? Doesn't everybody want peace? Isn't that the ultimate goal? I don't know. It's just really, really weird. But the United States sends $13.5 billion over to Ukraine via a lot of different reports. The numbers vary, but it's somewhere in the billions. And yet we got homeless people here in the United States that can't afford to buy food. So, and 30% of the homeless people here are veterans, by the way, which I think is absolutely shameful. But I don't know. I don't know what the solution is to any of this, but I think that it's just a shame that we don't have any proper information to make any sort of opinion. So I mean, that's how I kind of feel about it. Eric, do you feel otherwise? I mean, do you think that we're getting the truth?
Not the whole truth, at least.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably, right? Probably only even a fraction of the truth, at the very most.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I think that's going to do it for this edition on this April Fool's edition. I wished our good friend Brake was here to quote-unquote celebrate the day, but we will celebrate next week when he comes back. Hopefully he'll be back here next week, but we're not going to push it. I hope he feels better. If you guys want to send out your well wishes to Breakman, make sure you send them on Twitter to @RPGrinders, and he'll make sure and get them. I mean, he was in bad shape for a little while, but I think he's doing a lot better now. He's out of the hospital, so I don't know what that means. I don't know what it entails, but I know Break was in peril for a little while there. I don't know the extent of it, but I know I'm just reporting the actual facts. He's out of the hospital as of today. He deeply regrets that he couldn't be here today, you know, and I could tell because he was like really wanting to do 2 weeks worth of notes. Obviously, I'm not going to do that to him. I mean, I just want him to be better and back next week. All right, let's do our plugs, Eric. What you got?
I write reviews for BostonMassBrigade.com, where I do audio reviews on the feed. I got, like I mentioned earlier, I got a review of Elden Ring and Kirby and the Forgotten Land up there on there. And if you like what I do and you want to support me, you can go to my Patreon and give me as little as $1 per month or even just a one-time deal. And the link to that would be in my Patreon, and that's in my Twitter profile, which is @EricRPG.
@EricRPG. Make sure you show him a little bit of love with that Patreon link in his Twitter description. All right, Eric, anything else that you got? And then I'll do my plugs.
That's really it.
Wyland says, at least it wasn't a long stay, and that sucks. Elway, it does suck, Wyland. I mean, we miss him tremendously. Like, he's vital to the show. I mean, I miss him a lot, and I hope he hears this and understands that both Eric and I love him to pieces, and can't wait to hear his voice next week for sure. I think it's I'm glad he's out, and I'm glad that that he will make his way back, whether it's next week or the week after, hopefully. And all of our best wishes and love go out to Breakman. Hope he feels better. But like I said, he's out of the hospital, so hopefully he'll be back next week. You can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches. You can follow me on any of the systems or RP Grinders. I will be getting an Xbox fairly soon too. I got to save up a little bit of money, but I want
to go to Amazon and see if they have any.
I think they do. I think they're stocked up, man. I think the Xbox finally is getting stocked, so that's really good news. Let's see. I don't have anything in the way of... I do like Shibuya Scramble. I didn't get a chance to talk about it too much. I recommend playing it. It's harder than average...
Where's my Switch port?
Visual novel. Oh, yeah, you want a Switch port of it? Yeah, that'd be cool. It's worth a playthrough. I'm still playing through it. I didn't get a chance to play much this
Spike's
week.
Spike's porting all the Zero Escape games. I mean, they're probably going to do Zero Time Dilemma on the Xbox next.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, this week is an anti-plug. Do not go to Bernie's OnlyFans this week. For April 1st, Frank posted a video of himself fucking a plushie that looks like a Dragon Quest plushie, and nobody should see that. How dare you? You're exiled. You win the exile this week, Freak 5. The exile war, I guess.
Oh, Frank only is into fucking NFTs now. What are you talking about?
It looks like a dragon slime. How dare you? I would
never. Wait, I meant like Bitcoin, sorry.
Bitcoin, how dare you?
It's basically the same thing.
Let's see. I did want to say, I want to thank everybody that was in chat. Obviously, our good friend Freak 5 and our good friend Wyland. Thank you to Jen Wow, who was in here earlier. She said she typed in the YouTube. I didn't see it. All Roads Lead to the Farm was in there. Alto was in there. Another TV viewer. And Dahani was in there. I hope I said that right. Dahani. So thank you guys, and thanks everybody that's listening on the archives. Really do appreciate you all. If you want to join us live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on twitch.tv/RPGrinders. You can find us on YouTube as well. Just search RP Grinders on YouTube. And, you know, but everybody is in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/RPGrinders every Friday, 7 Eastern time. Anything else, Eric?
Stay safe.
Yeah.
All right. And, yeah. Be careful about, you know, get prepared for the upcoming, allergy season, because it's already kind of hit here.
That is a good one, man. I mean, the allergies really strike here.
I was kind of knocked out for most of Wednesday, which is I'm kind of grateful for, because I was still serving my suspension by not working and not getting paid for it. And
oh, shit.
I was sick all day Wednesday, pretty much. I was tired.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks that you got suspended, man. That really sucks. All right. All right.
I still have to do one more day to fill out next week.
Yikes, man. That really sucks. All right, man. Take care, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week, hopefully with Breakman. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Only you, Freak Five. Only you.